from the Great American Beer Festival. The Great American Beer and Food Pairing Challenge. Featuring Highland Tap and Burger from the Lower Highlands in Denver, Colorado. And our two mystery brewers, one from Odell and one from Avery Brewing. Good evening, everyone. I am Carolyn Smigalski, the Beer Fox. I'm the editor of Beer and Brewing at Bella Online, the voice of women on the internet. I'm here on behalf of the Brewers Association, which represents brewers, craft brewers nationwide. The Brewers Association has the Great American Beer Festival. They present the World Beer Cup, and they present Savor, an American craft beer and food experience in Washington, D.C. This is the 30th Great American Beer Festival, and it's sold out in just 1 week. Woo! When Juan and Katie, Kevin, Chris, and Brad joined forces, they focused on making Highland Tap and Burger a place with a great bar, an educated staff, and classically delicious burgers, where comfort is the mantra and women are welcome too. Here you can even find the Crafty Beer Ladies Club that meets twice a month. The team hired a classically trained chef to create fine dining between a bun. Simple, seasonal, unbastardized, real, fresh, and umami, as he describes it. Family first, customer centric, and team oriented, Highland Tap and Burger is the future of Denver, according to 303 Magazine. Please welcome from Highland Tap and Burger, Chef Elijah Odell.
Yeah. Welcome to GABF 2011. My name is Eli. I'm from. We are a craft beer and burger bar. So tonight,
tonight we have the craft beer and food pairing challenge. There are two different breweries, two different philosophies, and only one can be the winner of the perfect beer and food pairing. Our first mystery brewer has been committed mystery brewery has been committed to producing eccentric ales and lagers since 1993. Dedicated to beer from the inside out, they brew what they like to drink and search out fans with equally diverse palates. Please welcome from Avery Brewing in Boulder, Colorado, Fred Rizzo. Mashing in this evening, our competing brewery was an early pioneer of craft brewing. Founded in 1989, Doug, Wynn, and Corky Odell came into brewing back in the days when no one knew what craft brewing even was. Experimenting with beer recipes, barrel aging, cultivating their own yeast, coupled with a passion for their customers, they created a distinctive portfolio of excellence, innovative beers. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Odell Brewing in Fort Collins, Colorado, Joe Morfeld. Now, our brewers are going to go out into the floor. They're going to taste the food that Elijah Odell is making, and they're going to try to find the perfect beer matching. And then you, ladies and gentlemen, are going to vote for the winner of the Great American Beer and Food Pairing Challenge, and they will walk away with this gorgeous, expensive, beautiful trophy. Yeah!
All right, so tonight I'm going to be making a Szechuan duck. No, I'm kidding, I'm going to make a burger. when I conceptualize any kind of a dish, even a burger, I try and keep it to three different flavor profiles, no more. Sometimes that's a challenge, but if you keep that mindset, you usually are going to find more success. So this is the Shroom Lover's Burger, and it's mushrooms, truffle, and Swiss cheese. And the three just really create umami flavors, and they go really well together. So when searing a mushroom, treat it like a piece of meat, right? Mushrooms have lots of moisture in them, just like meat does. So you want to get the pan till it's about to combust. And I don't know that this can do this, but we'll give it a shot. Small amount of oil. And
cheer him on! Cheer him on!
The pan is not quite hot enough, but anyhow, just a little seasoning. Fresh thyme and garlic. Fresh thyme is one of my favorite herbs. It's the most versatile, I think. It can enhance any dish from beef, chicken, fish. Fresh thyme is awesome. So, cook down the mushrooms, and we'll put together the truffled aioli. Now, I could go through the very delicate process of emulsifying oil with an egg yolk. However, there's a store-bought mayonnaise right here before me, and at the end of the day, the end results are fairly similar. Not completely, but when you're smearing it on a burger, I don't think it really matters. So we're flavoring a mayonnaise, all right? I'm not going to call it an aioli. So again, fresh thyme, again. A little bit of truffle oil. Not too much. This stuff's really strong. Lemon zest. Lemon zest is awesome because you can get the essence of lemon without, you know, a very strong essence of lemon without all of the acidity of the actual juice. So I use zest in lots of stuff. Orange zest, lemon zest, lime zest. A little lemon juice. I do want to add some acidity to this because when it's on a burger and you take a bite, a higher acidity level creates that, you know, that it depletes that urge to put ketchup on it, right? Ketchup's got all that vinegar and sugar and whatnot, so I'm trying to create that experience without actually having to put the ketchup on the burger. You can put it on the fries, just don't put it on the burger. All right, when you're using a pre-made mayonnaise, the one thing you watch out for is salt. It's already really salted, so you just pick your favorite brand at home, a little truffle oil, a little lemon zest, a little thyme. So I add black pepper, fresh ground, of course, but no salt. It's already really salty. And again, a little bit of garlic. And that's it. Mayonnaise, lemon zest, lemon juice, fresh thyme, black pepper, truffle oil, and garlic. Right. We've all cooked a burger at home, in the backyard or on the stove at home. All I can do is share my little tricks of the trade. Very important is obviously the bread. And so, you know, any sandwich is rated by, you know, the quality of the bread. But we get, you know, we get awesome fresh bread from Boulder. But wherever you do get it, toast it in butter. I use clarified butter. Or you can just use whole butter, smear it on there, and toast your bun in butter. Can't go wrong. Just don't tell your guests what they're eating. Like, oh, why is this so good? Well, it's true. We do use butter quite often. So I have a Swiss cheese that's actually being melted on the burgers. It's coming out to you guys now. So we have a seared burger. Let's talk about cooking mediums for a burger. I use a char broiler. You know, flame broiler, as well as a flat top. I think the retro seared burger on the flat top is kind of coming back, you know, the 50s diner style burger where you can hammer the thing to well done and it's still going to be juicy, right? Because it's cooking in its own juices. So this particular burger at my restaurant, I cook on the flat top. So we're searing it in its own fat and it's nice and juicy. We're sauteing the mushrooms and we're sauteing the burger. And then the last and final ingredient that really puts this burger up over the top and was an award-winning burger is foie gras. And at the Highland Tap, anyone can upgrade their burger for $12 for an ounce and a half. That's 3 half-ounce medallions of salt-cured foie gras. So it's, you know, very, very good for you, very healthy, very heart-healthy, heart-conscious. You know, we can give you an award, a gold star for ordering it every time. I usually actually bring the burger out myself when somebody orders it, and I say, congratulations, how to go? This person knows how to order. And then I go back in the kitchen, and it's awesome for me, and it's awesome for them. what I do with the foie gras, it's fortified goose liver. You devein it and all that, and then you torchon it, right? You roll it into this shape and twist it in cheesecloth, and what a lot of people do is poach it. They dip it in some sort of liquid to flavor it. Instead, I salt cure it. I cure it, and I bury it in a solution of salt, sugar, and pepper, just like a salami, for 3 days. And I bring it up out of that. It's got this big crust of salt on it. And, you know, you whack off the salt. And what that does is it kind of cures it. It hardens it. And it gives it a unique flavor, but it also prolongs the shelf life of this really expensive stuff that I don't sell too much of. So, but it's perfect for shaving onto a burger. And that's what I've done for you guys tonight. If you were to order, you know, the $12 addition to your burger at my restaurant, you would get an ounce and a half. Tonight, I'm just putting enough to melt into the mushrooms, and you're just going to be like, ooh, what is that? That's delicious. You know, not an offensive amount, so please try it. Don't be afraid. This maybe can be your first step in that direction, if you will. And then if you like it, come down and, you know, get the full portion. I dare you. All right. So, seared burger. Mushroom seared in the hottest pan known to man, which this obviously is not. A little truffle aioli on both sides of the bun, so you get some in every bite. Melted Swiss cheese. Perfectly toasted bun and clarified butter. That's all I got. Thank you, guys. Please, enjoy. All right, let's do it.
Make sure that you're saving a taste of your burger so that you could taste it along with the beers when the brewers come back. Because then we'll have this great challenge. Do you want to tell us a little more about Highland Tap and Burger?
Well,
it's located in
2219 West 32nd Avenue. We're in between Vallejo and Wyandotte, and we're, you know, a neighborhood bar. So if you're in the neighborhood, come by, and we, you know, want to know your critiques, your reviews, your thoughts, and all that. And in our first year, we're still new, and we would love to hear your thoughts and you know, kind of continue to grow with that particular neighborhood.
Does anybody have some questions right now?
No. Okay, good. Eat your burgers. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I wonder where our burger matchers are.
Well, that's...
How long do you think it's going to take them?
It depends on how much beer they've had to drink.
Do you think? How many think it's going to be 5 more minutes? 10. 11. It's important to remember when you're pairing your beer and your food that you're going to want to contrast and complement some of those flavors with what you're finding in the foods. So we have a question.
So I was wondering, I've had this burger, it's delicious. Has this burger won any awards recently?
Why, yes, it has. That's quite a question. Yeah, I chose this burger because it was the this year's Denver Burger Battles first place People's Choice Award-winning burger. And again, that was in our first year of business, and I was very humbled by the experience and pleased that everyone enjoys this burger. So the Shroom Luvas, L-U-V-A apostrophe S is how it reads on the menu, and seems to be a winner. So that's why I've chosen it for you guys today. Mushrooms and truffle are really earthy tones, woodsy tones. So if I had to choose a beer, it would be kind of light, herby. If you had to do a hops, I wouldn't do a thick, you know, dark hops. I would do more of a light herbal hop with it, you know. And when I say woodsy herbs, the woodsy herbs are usually rosemary, thyme, sage, and then, as opposed to like the leafy herbs.
Oh, we have one of the winners are back. So whoever said 5 minutes are the winners. Now, he's going to tell us all about the beer that you're going to be drinking and why he chose this beer.
All right. So what I ended up choosing was an American Stout brewed by Mountain Sun Brewing here in Boulder, Colorado. Great friends of ours. They brew incredible beers, and they brewed this beer specifically for the competition, so it's going to be really hard to find, nice and limited. And it's definitely going to be whatever this guy brought. It's probably garbage. But it's delicious. Nice and hoppy still. It is an American stout. It's got some nice roast to back it up. And I think with this hamburger, with the nice meaty mushrooms, a little bit of that lemon zest, I think it's going to work out really well. So I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you, Fred Rizzo. Next, Joe's going to tell us about what they have chosen.
All right. We went with our double IPA Mercenary from us at Odell. When I tasted this burger, there was the lemon zest, and I got kind of this dill character, and I thought it would complement some of the tropical fruit character that this beer has in the aroma and flavor with the hops. So the double IPA should also stand up to the meatiness, kind of the mushroom and all that that's in there. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this really pairs with it, because I ate most of my burger before I took off to taste beer. So
give it up for Odell's.
So what do you think? You guys making up your minds here? Have some good munching and noshing going on. You need a burger? Are there any more burgers back there? Does everybody have a taste now? Everybody has their tasting? Oh, we're still waiting for a little bit. Get your cheering voice on. We want to make it so loud that the whole room here fills, that everybody says, hey, what's going on in there? I'm missing out. Okay. Is everybody tasting? Now, you had the great burger. You have two beers. The dark one is the Mountain Stout. And the light one is the Mercenary from Odell's. Okay, are we ready to cheer? You have your cheering shoes on? Got your voice going? Drink that beer down so you sound really good. Are we ready? Avery Mountains, the Mountain Stout. I'm not hearing anything. How about the Mercenary? Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Looks like Odell.
Looks like Odell is the champion of the Great American Beer and Food Cheering Challenge. Give yourselves a hand. Thank you to Elijah Odell from Highland Tap and Burger, from Joe Rizzo and Joe Moorfeld. Thanks to all of you, to Mackenzie Latham, who is the coordinator, to our AV artist Patrick, and all of our volunteers helping out, including our students from the College of Johnson and Wales. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming and being a part of the Great American Beer and Food Pairing Challenge!